too hard.
Yeah, well, I'll ask you the question, and you can just tell me the answer, because we'll just rewrite here, you know.
All right.
Let's see, month, day, and year of birth.
All right, April 1, 1929.
Okay, and place of birth?
Barberton, Ohio.
And you remember the grade school?
Yeah, Oakdale Grade School.
Oakdale Grade School.
Yeah, O-8-K-D-A-L-E, Oakdale Grade School.
And see, parents' name?
Well, my mother's name is Betty, and she's still living. My father's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Glenn Edward Jr., so he was Glenn Edward Schumbeck.
Okay. And let's see, high school.
Barberton High School.
And the year you graduated from high school?
Graduated in 1947.
Okay, and high school sports?
Well, let's see, I played football, baseball, basketball.
Mm-hmm. Look on down, it mentions a high school position, but what, you remember the position in football?
Yeah, I was a guard and tackle in football. I was a baseball pitcher and first baseman,
mm-hmm.
and basketball, I was forward, I guess, and whatever.
Okay, now, did you have any scholarships to college?
Yeah. Yeah, I had several, really,
mm-hmm.
and but I had one when I went to Miami too.
Mm-hmm. Did you choose Miami for a particular reason? I mean, why did you choose Miami?
I think several reasons, but I didn't even when the guy contacted me, Gilman, Sid Gilman, mm-hmm. I didn't even know Miami. I knew mm-hmm. nothing about it, and I visited down there, and I liked the campus. And I think Sid Gilman and George Blackburn was his assistant at that time.
Yeah.
And I think they showed more interest in me than any other school, and plus the fact that I liked it when I was down there. And I was a 195-pound tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of questionable, you know, whether I was going to be big enough or not. And so they assured me that Miami had small teams, which they did. They had 168-pound guards and people like that. So that's the reason that I went to Miami.
That's not like Eric. He said the same thing. He went to visit his cousin or something. He liked it.
Yeah.
And then he went back there. And of course, I was 171 guard, too. I was a little
weird. I remember you in high school. You know,
I wasn't too big.
Yeah.
Let's see. College majors and minors.
I was a major in physical education, but I actually had nearly two majors. My other one was in business, mm-hmm. in general business.
Okay. Did sports in college?
Football and baseball.
Okay. And positions?
Well, in football, I was an offensive tackle. And in baseball, I was a pitcher.
See, there I played baseball, too, didn't
yes.
I?
Yes,
right.
I did.
Yeah. Let's see, you graduated from college.
1951, June 1951.
And let's see, the wife's name, or you're married.
Yeah, well, see, I was married just 2 years ago.
Yeah, right.
And Millie had, she was a widow then,
mm-hmm.
and had three young boys. And since that, we have another one now, so we have four boys.
Four boys.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, 2 years ago, okay, that'd be 67, was it, or?
It was, August of 1968.
Yeah.
August 68.
For the
68 season.
Okay. Now, where and when you received your master's degree?
Well, Ohio State in 1952, the year after I graduated from Miami. I went to Ohio State as a graduate assistant when Woody went there.
Was that a... How they, you know, they got different MA or...
That was a Master of Arts.
Yeah. Okay. Now, do you remember who influenced you to play football when you were younger?
In a community like Barberton, you grow up... Football is just part of the way you grew up. And when I was in grade school, of course, we had up until the eighth grade... We had no organized football, and you really didn't get an opportunity to play unless you were in a junior high, which I wasn't. We had no junior high in our end of town. We had to go down to the high school, And when I was in the seventh grade, I started going in the fall down to the high school to play freshman football. I actually played 3 years of freshman football at Barberton. Mm. And it was about I would say 3 miles every, right after grade school, 3 miles. I'd run all the way down there to practice. And then from down there, it's about 4 miles back home because the school is sort of in between. And I did that for 2 years in grade school. And I never quit football in grade school until basketball started. Mm-hmm. Then I'd had to go out for grade school basketball, so then I'd drop off the freshman football team. But football was just a way of life there. I mean, and I liked it. I liked it a lot. Actually, when I first grew up, I was a baseball nut. Mm-hmm. And then when I got a little older and saw this football, and had an opportunity to go down and play freshman ball, my interest sort of switched to football.
That's really interesting. You're the third coach that's told me the same. That's a way of life. Parsegian said that, and John said that was a way of life they had.
Yeah.
In his community.
Well, you just do it. I mean,
right.
And you enjoy it. I mean, it was. I wouldn't trade those experiences for anything.
Why did you decide to coach at Miami? Was there any influence there, particularly?
Now, you mean when I went back there as a football coach?
As a coach,
yeah,
right.
Because the one and only one reason. Well, more than one reason, really. The primary one is that all of us who have come out of there in coaching, you know, have a great respect for the school and its football program. And I think it's the ambition of every guy who ever came out of Miami, and of course not all of them can do it because it isn't available that often, to go back to their alma mater and coach. I mean, that's been a great tradition at Miami, and so you jump at the chance. I honestly went back to Miami as the head football coach for less money than I was making as an assistant coach at Ohio State. Mm-hmm. And I never batted an eye. Yeah. It's just, that's the way it is.
Let's see, your first coaching position, did you ever coach in high school any?
No.
Never coached?
No, I'll tell you, do you want the whole rundown?
Well,
I can give it to you pretty quickly.
Okay.
All right, fine. After I graduated from Miami, I went to Ohio State as a graduate assistant. Mm-hmm. I stayed there 1 year, went into the service for 2 years.
What service was that?
I was in the Army from 52 to 54.
Okay.
And then in 1954, I became line coach at Presbyterian College in Clinton, South Carolina. Hmm. It's a Presbyterian school. There were 500 boys there at the time. We played teams. We played Clemson, Citadel, Davidson, people like that. Mm-hmm. And then the following year, Doit Perry left Ohio State staff to become the head coach at Bowling Green. So I left Presbyterian and I went to Bowling Green. And I stayed there for 1 year. The following year, Arrow went to Northwestern. And so I went with Arrow to Northwestern in 1956. And I stayed through the 1956, 1957. In 1958, I went back to Ohio State as line coach, and I stayed there until 1963, and I went to Miami in 1963. I left Miami, of course, a year ago, and after 6 years there, and in 1969 I went to Michigan.
Okay, I can get your college records out of the Miami publicity book, I think.
Oh, what kind of record you want?
Well, just the. Your winning records, your winning, losing.
Oh,
records.
You mean in football?
Right.
Yeah.
I think I can pick those up. I
can tell you what it is, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, what did we play, 60 games? 40, 17, and 3.
Okay.
That
was it. Yeah. Did you ever coach any other sports as far as?
Well, when I went to Presbyterian, I was supposed to be baseball coach, but I left before the season started. Mm-hmm. So I've coached nothing but football.
Okay. Let's see, offense and defense used at Miami.
Well, we were T4 formation team, an option type team, ran belly option, split T option. I suppose we were featured running game. Mm-hmm. But we passed some too, particularly had Kellerman and Bruce Maddie. On defense, we're what's called an angle defensive team. We angle almost all the time. We're 5-2 base, and then we angle a lot. So that's mm-hmm. about the only way I know to describe it.
Did you have any other? You probably didn't have any other jobs
no.
of any type.
Uh-uh.
Let's see, name of wife and children.
Okay. Millie is my wife, M-I-L-L-I-E. And my sons are Donald.
What's his age and all this?
He's 14. Okay. Donald, 14. Jeffrey, that's spelled G-E-O-F-F-R-E-Y, who is 12. Matthew, 11. And then Glenn Edward III.
He's about to, one or
call
two.
Him Shemmy. He's 7.5 months.
Oh, I thought he was older than that.
No, he's just 7.5 months.
Okay. Let's see. Now, there was one question I added on I thought would be interesting. What do you feel was the sweetest victory, the best victory, or a biggest game to you? Well, you were at Miami. I know, like John said, well, his Purdue game meant a lot to him because it gave him recognition and opened the eyes of many people.
Well, I would say that actually, I think, of course, we won against the Big Ten twice. See, we beat Indiana in 1966. Mm. In 1964, we beat Northwestern at Northwestern. I'd say both those are exciting victories, but I think the biggest, the biggest victory had to be in 1965. In 1965, when we lost three of the first four games that we played, and we're headed for the first losing season in Miami history. And we came back to win every game. We won, I think it was six in a row. We lost three of the first four and came back to win six in a row. And we won the Mid-American Championship, and we won it with an exciting game in Oxford against the University of Toledo. A very close and exciting game. And that brought us the championship, and I think that was probably the most exciting victory we ever had. Although it's hard to visualize the excitement of an Ohio U victory.
Right.
I mean, when you beat Ohio
right.
U, and we did that several times, and that, mm-hmm. those were always big too. But it's funny, when I was in school, the Cincinnati game was the big exciting game, and we had some great wins against Cincinnati, and they were exciting because they were the last mm-hmm. game of the year. But it no longer had the great interest of an Ohio U
yeah.
or a Mid-American Conference victory.
I know, going back through the books, you know, Cincinnati used to beat Miami quite a bit, see, and when Woody said that, he said, well, that would be Cincinnati. That was his best game. It was
mm-hmm.
the end when you went to the Salad Bowl, wasn't
that
it?
Was his, for this reason,
yeah.
see, Sid Gilman had gone to
mm-hmm.
Cincinnati, and Cincinnati had accepted the bid to the Sun Bowl, and we
mm-hmm.
had been shunned.
Right.
And we played him down there during the Snow Bowl. Game that the Michigan-Ohio State game, and then Miami was playing UC in Cincinnati, and we scored five times the first half, and then we had one call back. We beat them 28-0 because nobody could do anything the second half. Matter of fact, the touchdown was called back. I was offside on.
Yeah.
We broke 60 yards for a touchdown, but that was I could tell that'd be Woody's greatest victory.
Yeah, see, the younger coaches they didn't think Cincinnati, because then we started beating them, you know, fairly regular.
Yeah.
And then that's
well, like
was
when I was there, I lost last year. I lost mm-hmm. just before my last game I played there in the last second. You remember that?
Yeah.
All right, I lost that one. I lost one other one. I think in the 6 years I was there, we beat them four times. But it just
that's when they had Cook, wasn't it?
Yeah, Cook.
He's real good. Well, that's about it.